Asian?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. New York's number one hit music station, Z100. Hey, kids, it's the Friday bonus hour. Hello.
Yay!
All right, we're going to play just a bunch of weird music. Take your calls at 800-242-0100 all hour long. This started out with Green Day, Z100.
Sit around and watch the tube, but nothing's on. I change the channels for an hour or two. Tweet all my thumbs just for a bit. I'm sick of all the same old shit. In the
used to say New York's new rock, Z100.
Yeah.
And then we'd play Janet Jackson. It's like, what are we doing?
Nailed it.
I think we need another Green Day song. Hit it, Scary. Z100.
Some color.
Wow, Z100, that sounded really good, right?
Yes.
Loved it. This is the bonus hour. It's a Friday, and look, we're looking for reasons to feel good. There are so many reasons to not feel good, as you'll hear, as we continue with Gandhi's three things you need to know. And I'm watching the news over here, and, you know, it's we're living in this world where, you know, as a show, as a radio station, Z100, we're trying to figure out, well, what do we do? What we do is we preach kindness. We preach equality, and we talk about you can actually do something by having conversations with your friends and finding out where they stand, and you know, and try to meet in the middle if you guys don't agree, and don't yell at each other, and you know, it's just a very scary world we're living in right now. And so if ever you have a chance to turn off for just a moment, do it. Take advantage of it. But the news is so important, you got to get back to it, because we've got changes to make. We got to wake up. We got to wake up, everybody. The first song we played on our show this morning by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Yes, we played Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes on Z100. Wake up, everybody. Got a feature new day. Anyway, listen to it for yourself. Z100, your weather for the weekend. Scary, what's it all about?
You know something? It's going to be a nice day today. I thought it was going to be just cloudy, but we're going to get some sun in there. It's going to be a high of 85. Some rain coming tonight, and that's where we get a little crazy. And then tomorrow, another sunny day, high 85. And then Sunday, sunny, cooler, high 73.
Oh, good. Sounds like a good weekend. But you're saying it's going to be nice. It looks awful out here.
You know what? It's just going to be
Bedminster, New Jersey.
No rain this afternoon, just clouds. But I'd rather have that.
Okay. So yesterday morning at this time during the bonus hour, we're talking about the tanning salon owner on Staten Island who said he wanted to defy all the rules and open up. He said he had made plans. He made it safe for everyone to come into his business. And his point was, and many people agree, his point was he's running out of time to save his business. He needed to take care of his employees. He did open. It was a media circus. And of course, they shut him right down. And then Mayor de Blasio says, if anyone else does that, we're going to fine you. And they even threatened to take his license away. So anyway, we need to start opening safely, of course. You know, and you know what? Let's make this a Z100 Wear Your Mask weekend. Is that asking for too much?
Yes, please.
I like that.
Wear your mask. Z100
Wear Your Mask weekend. The faster we get that figured out and we start showing less and less cases of COVID, then, you know, we'll start opening businesses. So what's the latest on the business plan from the mayor and the governor? We're saying in the next 2 weeks, we're going to see a lot of stuff opening, I do believe.
Mm-hmm. Slowly, right, depending on where you are in the city, there are different, or where you are in the area, there are obviously going to be different ways that things are rolling out.
All right, let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. And there you have it. You're listening to the bonus hour on Z100. Gandhi, it's all you. What's going on?
All right. Well, like Elvis just mentioned, we know what's happening today in Minneapolis, but it's happening across the nation. And here in New York City, more protests are planned after the death of George Floyd while in police custody. Last night, at least 70 protesters were arrested when things got violent in Union Square. Protesters got into a scuffle with police. One officer was hurt when he was hit with a trash can, and another was apparently punched. Protesters are planning a 4 p.m. rally in Foley Square today, while others say they're going to head to Minneapolis. They're calling on the officers involved in George Floyd's death to be charged. Mayor de Blasio says businesses will get random inspections once things start to open up to make sure that they're following coronavirus guidelines when they do reopen. He says the intention is not to hand out fines, but to make sure that businesses are complying and everyone is remaining as safe as possible. Employers in New York City must give face coverings to employees. Capacity must be limited, and employees must keep 6 feet apart in most cases. Phase one of reopening is expected to start within a couple weeks, and Governor Cuomo just signed an executive order allowing businesses to ban people who are not wearing masks, since store owners have the right to protect themselves and their customers. And finally, today at about 1 p.m., New Yorkers, some of you are going to get a really quick midday air show. Two F-18 jets are going to fly over the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, and then they're going to head north toward West Point. They'll circle back along the Hudson to the bridge again. So if you're in the area and outside around that time, take a look at the sky. And those are your three things.
Very interesting texts coming through at 55100. One, it says, it is times like these I realize how racist some of my family and friends are, and it's truly heartbreaking. You know what? Yeah. Have a conversation. Don't be afraid to. Another one, thank you so much for staying on the air during the quarantine. Listening to you every morning puts a smile on my face. My boyfriend is a physician's assistant in the ICU, CCU, taking care of the patients with COVID because of his critical care training and experience. So he's at the hospital nonstop. I'm a teacher, and I miss my kids terribly. It can get quite lonely at home, so I thank you for everything. Hearing you on the radio really puts a smile on my face. Well, listen, thank you so much for listening to us. We're going to take a break. We have more coming up next.
The iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to a bonus hour of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Z100, the bonus hour. All right, I want to play a game. You know, Brody came up with this game. It's called, it's called... Do you remember anything?
No.
He says most students have been out of a classroom for a while now. Do you remember anything? Call us now. We'll test your basic fifth grade knowledge. So call us now. 1-800-242-0100. We have scrubs to give away. The world famous Elvis Duran Morning Show scrubs. What? What do you mean? What's wrong, Frog?
I'm like the kid in the back of the class. It's like, teacher, please don't pick me. Please don't pick me. Please don't pick me. Ask the question. I don't know.
I love these questions.
Let me just ask you one of the questions. Let's see if you get it right. Froggy, okay. What continent is directly east of Europe?
What continent is directly east of Europe?
You know this.
North America.
Oh, God. All right.
East, man. East.
Call us now. 1-800-242-0100. Yes. Asia is correct.
I went the wrong way. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Call us now. If you can beat Froggy, let's see if you can challenge Froggy. And do you know anything? 1-800-242-0100. Swedish House Mafia, really? Do you remember this song?
Oh, yes.
All right. Z100.
Into the street. We're coming out, we never sleep, never get tired. Through urban fields and suburban life. Turn the crowd up now, we'll never back down. Shoot down a skyline, watch it on prime time. Turn up the love now, listen up now. Turn up the love. Who's gonna save the world? Tonight, who's gonna bring it back to life? We're gonna make it, you and I. We're gonna save the world tonight. Far from home, it's for the better. What we dream, it's all that matters. We're on our way, united. Turn the crowd up now, we'll never back down. Shoot down a skyline, watch it on prime time. Turn up the love now, listen up now. Turn up the love. Who's gonna say? Save the world tonight.
Z100 Swedish House Mafia. I can't say that. Swedish House Mafia. I'm not even drinking, but these fools are drinking. So, you know, every day at this time, Skiri and Straight Nate and Scotty B and others, they take shots of whatever. So someone brought in some homemade mead, isn't it?
Yes.
Should, okay, if someone brings in homemade booze, wine's good, homemade booze, do not drink it.
They say there's a gallon of moonshine in here along with Everclear and something else. Ugh,
my stomach is my stomach is turning. Is your stomach?
What are you trying to do?
It tastes like, you know, when you have a warm ketchup packet and that water that comes out before the ketchup?
Oh.
It tastes like that.
Daniel's going to vomit.
When you turn the Heinz bottle upside down and you squeeze it, and you think ketchup's going to come out, but instead it goes...
That's that liquid that surrounds the ketchup. That's what it tastes like.
By the way, a lot of people are texting and saying they love the music that we're choosing. We are choosing the music, by the way, and you are too. Yep. And I always say, if we have our own radio station, we're picking the music, and this is what it's going to sound like. But until then, you know, we have Louis Capaldi on the way. And I love Louis Capaldi. And you know that. All right. It's now time to play... What's the name of this stupid game? Hold on.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Do you remember anything? The Stump Froggy edition. Thank you, Daniel.
Okay.
So let's get Bob on the phone. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Bob. Hi, Bob. Good morning. Welcome to Z100's Bonus Hour. Here's what we're going to do. Let's see how much you know from fifth grade. And that wasn't that long ago, was it?
I'm actually kind of nervous about this. I'm afraid I'm going to embarrass the heck out of myself.
No, I think you're going to do just fine, Bob. All right, I tell you what. Answer this question. Now, if you get it wrong, Froggy can steal. Here we go. Bob, you can turn the music down, Skiri. It's really irritating. In what year did the United States celebrate its 200th birthday, Bob?
1976.
That is correct.
Shut up.
See?
Look all at right. you, Bob.
Now, let me ask. That's good, Bob. Let me ask Froggy one. And if he gets it wrong, you can steal. Okay, ready? Froggy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What is the sum of the three interior angles of any triangle? You can actually think of this.
This is not fair, bro.
Well, think of angles, and you have three angles.
Three. I'm going to go with 180.
We have two. 180 is correct.
Yes.
Hey, nice.
You actually you have, yeah, it's two angles. All right. All right, Bob. We got a tie. Bob, who nominates judges for the U.S. Supreme Court?
Oh, I know this one. Come on, Bob. Don't know it, Bob. Don't know it.
All right, that's enough time.
Who nominates judges for the U.S. Supreme Court?
The buzzer went off. That's enough time.
Is it the U.S. president?
That's correct.
He got too much time.
Yes. Well,
it gives him time to Google it. It's okay. Google's a fan. All right. Froggy.
Yeah.
What American thing does the nickname Old Glory refer to?
Old Glory.
Not Old Glory Hole.
Is it the U.S. flag?
That is correct.
Yay! All right,
so far we have a tied game. I mean, you're both... Okay, this is not good. Here we go. Bob. What do we call the chief executive of a state government?
A governor?
That's correct.
Hey.
Easy.
Okay.
Now, Froggy, name the largest country on the continent of South America.
The largest country on the continent
of South America.
I only know one, so I'm going to say Brazil.
That's correct.
Wait,
you only know one. You only know one country.
It was
in South
the only
America.
One that came to my mind at the time when you said South America, Brazil. That's it.
Okay, all right.
I know there's others, but that's the one that I knew off the top of my head.
All right. Okay. This is for Bob. Hey, Bob. Bob. What did the Pony Express deliver in the days of the Old West?
The U.S. Mail.
That's correct.
Hey.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? I don't like Bob.
Froggy.
This is getting good.
Froggy. Yeah. Yeah. Froggy, what color can you make by mixing green and orange?
Green and orange. I know yellow and blue make green, but green and orange. Green and orange. Brown. Gandhi. Brown.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yay!
It's Gandhi.
You make Gandhi.
That's right. Gandhi is a mix of green and orange. And finally, Bob, let's see how you do. Bob, name the process in which a gas turns into liquid.
Oh, I know this one.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
The process in which a gas turns into liquid.
Oh, Bob, you suck. Bob, you suck. Calm down.
Condensation.
Condensation, is that what you said?
You know what? Yes, condensation.
No, that's not what he said. That's he did not say condensation.
Condensation.
Oh, yay! He did not say condensation.
Yes, he did eventually.
I think I did.
You know what? I gotta be honest.
That's excellent.
It's rough. It's rough thinking back. Like, that was so long ago. Fifth grade. Scary, what do you have for Bob?
We have a pair of the Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show scrubs from our friends at Hackensack Meridian Health. These are beautiful.
And there you have it. What are you doing
they
this weekend, Bob?
They did so well.
They did.
I am currently unemployed and living my best Netflix life.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you watch, what do we watch? What do we watch on the Netflix?
The Wrong Missy.
Yeah, The Wrong Missy. I dare you. And thanks for listening to us.
I saw The Wrong Missy and absolutely loved it. My mom left the room, however.
Yeah, of course. That's not a good mother and son movie. But thanks for listening to us, Bob. And I hope you find work soon. Is there any possibility of some possibilities?
Well, thankfully, right now the government is helping out. But in the meantime, I don't know what the next chapter is going to be. I'm going to kind of leave it to fate and keep my fingers crossed.
Well, we thank you for listening to us, Bob. Hold on 1 second and you take care, okay? Have a good weekend.
Bob.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are sitting currently at 40 million people unemployed across America. I think more than the population of the state of California is what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not. But it's a frightening time for many people. So I'm hoping that we can have a little fun for you every morning. Thanks for listening to us. Let's get into Danielle, coming up next. What do you have coming up for us, Danielle?
By the way, my son is in fifth grade, so I think Froggy should go up against him next week.
Oh, I would love
Let's
that.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now Froggy's all cocky. He thinks he's got it down. All right, we'll see what happens. Danielle, what do you have coming up?
We're going to talk about MTV. They're really hoping that the VMAs were going to be live from New York this year, so we'll see what happens.
All right, that and more on the way coming up.
Z100.
And now, even more of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Wow, Chris Majette sounds great doing traffic. Like that, Z100. It's the bonus hour. What's my weather for the weekend, Scary?
Cloudy today, high 85. And then tonight, we got the rain coming in into tomorrow morning. Then tomorrow's going to be a sunny day, up to 84 degrees. Sunday, sunny, cooler, high 73.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know what, Danielle disagrees.
Yeah.
So respectfully, she disagrees. What do you say is wrong
we'll
in his forecast?
What? I don't know. We just see. I text him over the weekend and I go, what happened to this? What happened to this? You're wrong.
She tries to call me out. She goes, I'm looking at it. She sent me pictures of the sky.
All weekend.
Look at it.
All weekend.
I know.
I
call
him out all weekend.
Great text
That's
message.
That's not nice, Danielle.
Great text message. Y'all are super great. I appreciate it so much. I work a full-time job and a part-time job. I'm a volunteer firefighter. Wow. My days are always positive because I listen to you in the mornings, every morning, and it gets my mind off all the negative. Thank you so much. Hey, thank you for listening to us, and thank you for all you do. Good grief. All right. What do you want to hear? What song do you want to hear next on Z100, Gandhi? Give me one.
Oh, could we do like Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion, the Savage remix? Are we able to do that?
Oh, listen to this. Here it is, and it starts with Beyonce.
Yeah.
Here it is, Z100.
Want no smoke with me, then turn his up 800 degree. Whole team eat, chefs cause she's a treat. Ooh, she's so bougie, bon appetit.
I'm a savage, attitude nasty. Talk big, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy, rich, but I'm ratchet. Haters kept my name in their mouth, not a gagging. Bougie. He say the way that thing move, it's a movie. I told that boy we gotta keep it lowly, me the room key. I done bled the block and now it's hot, habitunji. I'm mood and I'm moody. I'm a savage. Okay. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Okay. Sassy, moody, hey. Nasty. Hey. Yeah. Acting stupid, what's happening? What was happening? I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody. What's happening?
Hips tick tock when I dance. On that demon time, she might start.
start an OnlyFans. Big B and that B stand for bands. If you wanna see some real baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low and swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I be parking my frame, gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Please don't give me hype. Write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy basics, I just raise my price. I'm a boss, I'm a leader. I pull up in my two-seater, and my mama was a savage. Look, I got this here from Tina. I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, sassy, moody, nasty, yeah. Acting stupid, what's happening? What's happening? I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, sassy, moody, nasty, yeah. Acting stupid, what's happening? Like to stay in with the knees. He be like, damn, how that thing moving in the jeans. I even D4L couldn't do it like me, like me.
Without Beyonce.
Yeah, I'm a purist. I like the original hit by Megan Thee Stallion.
It's pretty good. Anyway, hey, we received a text from someone who said they were on hold to play the game and just left there. And Nate never went back to see how she was doing. And I'm trying to get her on the phone.
Daniel.
Nate. Do you have her on the phone?
She didn't answer the phone. I'm going to try her again. I don't know what to tell you.
She's still on hold probably on the other line.
Nate, you know, usually you're known for your superior customer service. It sounds like you let one down here.
Listen, I had a lot of people on hold. I didn't know how many people we were going to get to. I got a lot of people in the queue. I didn't know how long you were going to go with the game. I'm sorry.
Maybe Nate tried to flirt with her and she didn't like take to it. And so he put her on hold.
I'm sorry.
She didn't respond.
Man,
Nate.
Right. Come on.
All right.
I'm trying my best here. I'm a one-man band. Scary's the same thing. Give us a break.
I wonder how many days you've just ruined. Ruined all their days, Nate.
Sorry.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Call us now if Nate has done something wrong to you. If you've been wronged by Nate.
Oh, come on, man.
Yes. Nate. 1-800-242.
What the hell? I'm trying my best.
1-800-242-0100. We'll be lucky if he answers your phone call. We got to get into the Daniel report. Running late, Nate. Daniel, what's going on?
All right. On June 21st, United We Sing will be broadcast, a Grammy salute to the unsung heroes. It will air all kinds of musical performances. Oprah will be there. Brad Pitt will be there. Harry Connick Jr. will be hosting. It'll be 2 hours. And, of course, proceeds will go to COVID-19 relief funds. CBS will be hosting that for you. July 9th, we're getting an HBO Max documentary from Amy Schumer called Expecting Amy. She'll talk about when she knew she was pregnant with her first first kid, and of course, all kinds of other funny stuff that only Amy Schumer can deliver. Chris Rock and Rosie Perez joined Governor Cuomo on a PSA campaign to encourage social distancing, wearing your masks, all kinds of stuff about getting tested for coronavirus, and finding out whether you have, I know, Scary, you went to get tested, right?
Yes, in Jersey City. I got there yesterday.
So, and you said it was very simple.
It was
you walked
so easy.
In.
I got both tests, the COVID and the antibody test, 15 minutes flat, right before lunchtime yesterday.
So there you go. So a lot of people,
Danielle,
what happened?
I'm discovering something here on the text messages. It's not just one. There's like a half a dozen people that Nate just hung up on and left on hold.
Nate!
Nate.
Oh, Nate.
What happened here?
All right.
Back to you, Danielle. Sorry.
Okay. And MTV is still hoping to hold the VMAs this year live from New York. It would be August 30th at the Barclays Center. They're trying to figure out how they can do it with a live audience, if at all possible. But if not, of course, it could be virtual. It could be no audience. We'll see what happens. But, they're going to do something, so that will be good. And if you're looking for something to watch on television, there is an animated show called Central Park on Apple TV Plus. It is about a family living an unconventional life in New York's Central Park, and it has a lot of famous people lending their voices to the characters. So that might be something, since you're listening in New York, you might want to watch. And that's my Danielle report.
Hey, what was that show Nate was talking about the other day about the vampires that live on Staten Island? What We Do in the Shadows, is that it?
Yeah.
You know, it is set on Staten Island, but they filmed the whole thing in Canada, one of those. But anyway, they say it's hilarious. Check that out. Also, I don't know. There's so much stuff to watch. All right. There's Lauren on line 6. We'll quickly talk to her and try to calm her down because Nate has wronged her. Hello, Lauren. Are you okay? I'm so sorry. My apologies.
I'm irate, Lauren, not just Lauren. Because I'm a
fellow
nutmaker, and he hung up on me because he was drinking bad mead.
Damn it, Nate.
I know.
Nathaniel.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have some scrubs for Lauren?
I'll give her two pairs. I don't think that sentence has ever been said in the history of the planet. I'm a fellow nutmegger, and Nate was drinking bad mead. Like, when was that ever said in this universe?
That's
like,
a bad
rap. Was mead invented in some New England state? I don't know.
All right. Well, our apologies, Lauren. You were one of dozens, apparently, have been wronged by Nate today. But we love our Nate. We love him so much. We got to put you on hold. Thank you for listening.
I was hoping for flirty Nate, but I got drunk Nate.
How can you tell the difference? All right. Hold on one second, Lauren. Hold on. And thank you for listening. All right. We got to get out of here. Thank you so much for the bonus hour on Z100. As we leave, Danielle, you get the last song. What do you want to hear?
All right. I want to hear Gal, You a Party Animal by Carly Black, please.
Charlie Black.
Really? All right.
I mean, Charlie Black.
Yeah. Z100. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
My girl, come flip it like a flipper gram, flip it like a flipper gram. Make your bumper flip like a flipper gram, flip it like a flipper gram, flip it like a flipper gram. Y'all wind up on my body. She come back for more. She take off.